Migrant charged with killing two New York women in separate knife attacks, open borders blamed. By Lowell Coffee Law on May 3, 2026. Previous immigration policies are being blamed after the arrest of a Salvadoran migrant who was charged with fatally stabbing two women in New York. One of them a hard-working mother of two, whom he worked with at a Wendy's. Roni Yair Alvarenga Rivera, 22, was taken into custody Saturday on Long Island for the deaths of his 32-year-old roommate and also his 42-year-old co-worker, Ana Maria de la Aguila Cordova, the Daily Mail reported. Authorities say he knew both victims in what appears to be a homicidal rampage with a yet-to-be-determined motive. Aguila Cordova was killed while taking out garbage at a Wendy's restaurant in Island Park on Friday, where the alleged assailant also worked, police said. Officers found her bloody body when they arrived on that scene at 12:30 a.m. Friday. At 3 a.m. they discovered the body of Rivera's 32-year-old roommate, who is yet to be identified, at an apartment building in Valley Stream. Nassau County Police Chief Patrick Ryder told reporters, both females were killed by multiple stab wounds to the neck and torso. Rivera, who has been charged with first and second degree murder, acted in anger. George D'Arienzo, commanding officer of the Nassau Police Homicide Unit, told NBC4 without elaborating any further. Rivera is a native of El Salvador and has no known gang connection, D'Arienzo said. At the news conference, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, who is a Republican running against incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul, D., slammed what he called open borders immigration policies under prior presidential administrations that allowed most anyone to stay in the U.S. This didn't have to happen, he said. This is a policy that has resulted today in two women being killed. They could have gone on to have very productive and happy lives. But they're no longer with us because of failed policies in the past. Rivera showed up in the U.S. as an unaccompanied minor a decade ago at age 12, Blakeman said. He was allowed to run around without any supervision whatsoever and then to grow up and automatically get legal status in our country. In 2022, the federal government had a program where any unaccompanied minors that were in the United States automatically would receive papers that let them stay here legally in the form, I believe, of a green card, Blakeman said. Blakeman said a federal partnership program called 287G that allows local police to perform limited immigration enforcement functions under Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, supervision has allowed Nassau County to remove over 2,000 illegal migrants with criminal records. It is a program he says Governor Hochul wants to abolish. Victim Aguila Cordova, a Long Beach mom, leaves behind two young children ages 1 and 8. Rivera is expected in court on Tuesday. Contributor Lowell Coffee is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffee.com for more.